We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This is the Five Reasons Sports Network, Miami Sports On Demand. We now have 15 podcasts in the network covering every professional sports team in South Florida and much more, all absolutely free. Find all of our shows on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Podbean. If you just can't get enough, become a member of our patron feed and you'll get even more exclusive content. Here's a sneak peek of what you'll hear on the upcoming episode of our newest show, The Chamber Podcast.
We're now joined by Dr. Peter Marciante. There's a local sports team down here hampered by injuries right now. If a team is ravaged by injuries, how much do you put of that into the training staff and the physical therapist?
Unfortunately, I put a lot on it. Now what they've done is they've blocked out all external doctors to have total control, and I'm not sure it's working that well. But there needs to be a little bit more freedom, and guys need to be also take charge in their own healthcare. They can't just go to a team who's trying to manage 100 players.
If you're interested in advertising your business on any of our podcasts, reach out to us at #5ReasonSports on Twitter. To stay up to date with all of our shows, enter 5 Reasons in your search bar and then hit subscribe.
Welcome, welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast, our 200th episode. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas, and with me today, we have producer and co-founder, Mr. Brian Goins.
Hello! Welcome to number 200, guys.
We have a professional screw-up, Alex Toledo. I'm whitewashing you again.
Yo. 200, man.
200. We have our Photoshopper and anime lover, Mr. Brass Jazz.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for coming out tonight.
Smooth talker. We are live from Twitch. As you can see my face, Brian's face, Alex's face, and Brass's face, and a basketball hoop that Tyke has dunked on in the background. On my end, you can see Kumiko and Rena, my OTP from my favorite anime. Alex's background, you can see some Jose Fernandez jersey and a Dwayne Wade magenta jersey. I can't believe anybody bought those.
Sunrise. And, oh, yeah. Don't forget the Wade Weekend Miami Heat Beat t-shirt.
Hashtag Wade Weekend. Yeah. And then, Brian, you see a bunch of, yeah.
Just so. Our generic Miami Heat Beat t-shirt. Oh, someone's asking if we can get a Justice Better t-shirt to London. Yes, you can go MiamiHeatBeat.store.com and buy one. International shipping is $10.
There you go. So get your Justice Better merch. Justice has been better, by the way. So Miami not having their best player, and yet they win on the road, second night of a back-to-back against Oklahoma City Thunder. Sans Wilson Westbrook for his 16th technical foul. To me, guys, that game was like probably the best win of the season in terms of like time of year and how much it mattered. Obviously, Golden State at home at the buzzer, like that was like really amazing. But in terms of just like the team really needed a win, they got it on the road against a really good defense. The offense was really good. Kelly has been outstanding. Goran is really getting back to form. To me, that was like one of jumped the shark a little bit, but it's one of the biggest wins of the season.
I think the biggest win still probably that Golden State game winner.
I mean, but like they needed that game, dude. I mean, that game gave them the separation against Charlotte and Orlando that they needed. They're within two of the six seed, with still a game against Brooklyn left. Detroit is sitting Blake Griffin some games, so that may give them some chance to catch up. Like, and honestly, guys, I know we talked about this on the chat a little bit earlier. Out of their possible three first round matchups, Toronto, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee, I low-key might like the Bucks matchup the best for them.
I agree.
Yeah, and that may sound crazy. Huh?
For a half, I'm sure. Yeah.
For a half.
Well, they're not going to have Brogdon. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. Shout out to us. So they're gonna be without Brogdon. We're gonna have a rotation that has a lot of defenders that can be thrown at Giannis. And I think that Milwaukee's a bit exploitable. They do allow a lot of threes. The other guys are not like world beaters. So if you can contain Giannis a little bit, like those other guys probably cannot generate enough offense to win you a game. They're really, really good defensively, and Miami's not a good offense. So that's kind of where I think they'll get smoked. But I do think that they have the most tools to bother Milwaukee.
I kind of agree with you because I think the Heat more or less have the best team to contain Giannis, or at least they're as good as anybody else in the sense of they have guys that they can throw in the paint as rim protectors when it comes to Hassan and Bam. You know, you can slot those guys to guard Giannis like the Sixers were doing with Embiid. That way that they don't have Embiid coming out, to the three for Brook Lopez or whatever. The Heat can do the same thing with Giannis. But not only that, you can throw James Johnson. You can have a bunch of guys switching onto him, like, you know, Justice, Jay Rich. They have a lot of long, switchy guys. We're going to make it tough on him.
Strong guys, too.
Another reason why I think if they go up against them, it's going to be tough to start Dragic.
If they steal one on the road against the Bucks, we will talk ourselves into Heat and six.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Dude, we are so there. If they look shaky, like, if they come out a little shaky in the Heat take game one or game two, we will absolutely talk ourselves into Heat and six. Dwayne Wade's not losing to them, dude. He's not losing to Mike Budenholzer. Get out of here.
We're really on the other end of 2013, the first round, when it was Bucks and six.
No, it was Bucks and
we're literally on the other end. 6 years later.
It's funnier when it's coming from Brandon Jennings.
Is he still in the league?
No.
Isn't he?
I don't think he is. I think he was last on Detroit.
I think he was last on the jump, probably.
One of my favorite things about the jump and like this whole NBA.
He was last on Milwaukee, actually, I think.
Was he on the Bucks? He went back?
He was there for a minute.
He was in Orlando. I remember that.
God, he's been everywhere, dude. I'm so glad.
Basketball reference. Oh, yeah, you're right. Last in Milwaukee, age 28, 2017-18 season. He hasn't played this year at all.
What was before that? Was it Detroit?
Well, he averaged 5.2 points in 15 minutes. You know how much Wade's averaging?
Is it like 16, 17?
Oh, no, but it's a lot more.
22.
How much is Dwayne averaging? That should be something that we should know off the top of our head. Producer, go look that for up. You know, when I do other podcasts.
14.3.
I thought it was a little higher.
In 25 minutes, though.
I heard Mike Ryan on the local hour today say that Dwayne Wade is still the best player on this team. And I was like, Mike, I love you. You're the best. But you clearly aren't watching the team.
I don't blame him.
Wade even in the top four?
Probably not.
But that's a comment that someone says when they only watch highlights.
But like,
they're not going to show Bam highlights or, you know, I mean, yeah.
You can make the case that Dragic should probably win sixth man of the year.
I mean, like, I think there's a legitimate question if Justice is better than Dragic. I think so, but, like, I think there's an argument to be had there. And then the rest of it.
A good argument to be had. You know, like, who's the Heat's best player? Because I feel like
it's them too.
It changes every game.
No, it's them too.
It doesn't change every game, but points of the season. I feel like we thought it was Jay Rich to begin the season. And then we got swayed towards probably either Wade or Dragic before he got hurt. And then Winslow for a good stretch. And then I don't know who it is anymore.
I mean, I think Winslow's been their best player since, like, December.
Yeah, no, Justice has been their best player since that road trip where they went at, you know, where they played Phoenix, the Lakers, that first Western Conference road trip. I think since then, Justice has been their best player. And I think Goran has been close, but I just think Justice can do more things. Now, once we get to, like, that third spot, now we're getting a little – now we can have a conversation if Josh has been better than Dwayne. I would say so, but I think that we can have a discussion. Bam, Kelly. I think Kelly at three – Kelly's probably been better than Josh.
Kelly's top five for sure, easily.
Kelly's better than Dwayne. That's hard to admit. That kind of hurts, dude, that Kelly Olynyk's better. Kelly Olynyk might be the most important player to the Heat offense.
Wow, he's the most important free agent acquisition.
since Luol Deng?
That's right.
Since Luol Deng. So, like, Miami, fine. So, we give our boss, not our boss, but like our network head, Ethan Skolnick, he's been like really hard on this team. And Alf and I in particular have been telling Ethan, it's early in the season. It's early. Like, they will figure this out. They're not going to be a really bad sub 500 team. Like, they're about 500. They will make the playoffs. Like, Orlando and Charlotte are not better than they are. So, you know, we're at a point in the season that now they're kind of figuring it out. They've been really, really good since pretty much that Western Conference road trip where they had that win at Portland. They blew a lead against Sacramento that they played really well in. They lost at Golden State. The back-to-back in Denver was hard. But pretty much since then, they've been like a really good basketball team. And they're probably going to finish above 500 or right at 500. And like a lot of people quit on this team. Ethan did and everything. And Alf and I kept saying, March team, March team, March team. And they have, like, what, like a 700 winning percentage in March under Eric Spoelstra? It's like, what the hell?
It's insane.
They're the Spurs in
always
March.
Mentioned it on the telecast. Wait, Alex, what did you say on the telecast?
I'm sorry?
Alex, I remember you said it on the last podcast. What did you say? What is it on the telecast about the March? Something about March.
The launching pad.
Oh, yeah, the launching pad. It's exactly.
Tony would always commemorate with, it's the launching pad. The March.
The launching pad, Eric.
It's the launching pad to their success. So like that's like, man, every damn March, dude. And now Spoelstra's playing Dwayne 30 minutes a game, which I'm not sure how I feel about that. So like it looked good last night, but I'm really not fond of Dwayne and Deion lineups. I think they're minus 10 net rating for the year with significant minute play.
I think that's the biggest reason why they shouldn't start Goran is because I don't want to go back to Deion and Dwayne off the bench.
I think that that's a big...
It's ugly.
It's bad. And I think that those minutes should be kept minimal, if non-existent.
And with Kelly and Bam on the floor.
Exactly.
I just think this season, the lineups that Spo is putting out there, at this point, is just... Perfect. It's the case scenario because it's the kids and you get, you know, Dwayne off the bench. I mean, honestly, that bench, you know, the flash mob, as Five Reasons calls it, is pretty wild because, I mean, that was our starting... I mean, Hassan... You know, Goran, Deion, you know, I mean, these guys are they can make some real impact, you know, on the secondary.
I mean, it's literally the same team that almost made it to the conference finals three seasons ago.
You know what I really like about their starters versus their bench? They completely change the way they play. So the starters have a lot of dribble handoff action. It's a lot of player movement, ball movement. They run more sets. And then when Dwayne, Goran, Hassan, all those guys come in, it's a lot of high pick and roll. It's a lot of slow the game down, high pick and roll, get kind of take the air out of the ball. And I kind of like that change of pace back and forth. And then Kelly really changes the dynamic of any of that. And Bam with his high passing has been outstanding. So I kind of like what they have. I think Christian Hernandez, our statistician at the Maple Rick, was tweeting about how Deion Waiters is like a 40% three-point shooter on insane volume since All-Star break. And he's a plus defender. So what Deion's giving you with the starters is good. Like, you're getting what you want out of him. He's giving space. He's not taking the ball out of Justice's hands as much as I think a lot of us thought would happen. And I think that's really, really good. And that's why the starters, last time I checked, they were +7 net rating. And man, if you're winning those minutes against other starters, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, for sure. I think Spo kind of fell into this rotation that finally makes sense for the system that he's been trying to run. The dribble handoff that you're talking about with the starting lineup, he was trying to do that early on in the season with Hassan on the floor. And now he's kind of just figured out the sets for the lineups that he likes. And it's a change of pace. And you have what he likes to do in the starting lineup. And then, you know, he tailors the sets to what Dragic and Whiteside and Wade like to do when they come off the bench and they get to beat up on lesser guys. I think it's the perfect compromise because now you have Justice Bam and Jay Rich developing on the floor. They're winning games, so everybody's still happy about it right now. I think this is like the best version of themselves.
And Bam in particular, his confidence is growing in this, you know, pretty rapidly, and he's getting the reps out there. And I think that going forward, like, you know, I think, you know, there's finally what seems like a pretty good future for that core, which in the beginning of the season was a little questionable.
I mean, I wasn't as high on Bam as you guys. I mean, I think pretty noticeable. I was very loudly not. I don't think any of us were. I liked him as a player, but no. But like the thing is with me and Biggs, it's like I don't really put my hopes in like big men providing you with a lot. Like I don't think everyone's going to be Jokic or something like that. I think that, you know, they're kind of. If you can find a Tristan Thompson or a Clint Capella, like, you're happy. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need him to do a lot. And what Bam's done, Bam is such a smart player. His passing, I cannot overstate it. Just the threat of it. The other night, they caught him on a pick and roll. It was almost Draymond Green-esque, right? So he's rolling to the basket, catches the ball right in the restricted area. Guy comes over to help. He notices that immediately, right on the catch, he kicks it out to the corner, and they get a three. Like, that's the kind of vision and playmaking that just completely makes a difference because now that guy's might not help from that 3-point shooter next time, and Bam's gonna have a dunk. And now guys are gonna have to be thinking and making choices. The defense is so stressed when guys can do those kinds of things. So I've been so impressed with his development. I mean,
and imagine if the Heat actually encouraged him to score.
Dude, I want to see summer league Bam on offense. I'm dying to see him.
I mean, in the summer league, he wasn't really that aggressive in the summer league. Like, I think we're remembering that a little bit wrong. I think that
he was doing ball handling.
Well, he shot a lot more. Yeah, he did have more ball handling. He was playing point.
He had that move the other day. He took it coast to coast with that little hesitation. Got the and one. You know, so I mean,
that's another thing. They don't get free throws. Bam is an automatic free throw as long as you get him some. You got to get him some leeway to go to the basket. Especially from the top of the key where he's faster than a lot of the guys guarding him. He's gonna end up drawing contact. Doesn't he have like a high free throw rate whenever he does drive?
I think Bam is gonna have a similar impact to the playoffs as Justice did last year. I think like it's just gonna be this sort of coming out. And
I could see that. Who would be a perfect matchup for him in the playoffs? Probably
Gasol.
Gasol probably be up there. Yeah.
Well, I don't know because Gasol has a height advantage on him, so Gasol might actually play really well against Bam.
I don't think he's gonna have any matchups that are gonna be good for him in terms of other centers.
If they got the 6C, who would be a matchup? If say for instance we play Boston,
if Bam is
have a matchup against Horford or no?
I think that's more what he wants to do. He wants those smaller guys. Al has that old man strength, but Al's not going to bully ball you in the post, and if he's going to do that, let him. Fine. It's better than
unless you're Joel Embiid.
Yeah, no, those the East honestly has gotten big, right? So you have Marc Gasol, Joel Embiid, Brook Lopez, like these are big. Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond, like the Eastern Conference has gotten really, really big in terms
the Pacers,
of
the Pacers' two best players right now are bigs.
Yeah, exactly. Sabonis and Miles Turner, like so. It's
still winning games with that team too.
But it's funny.
Milwaukee is stupid big.
Milwaukee's incredibly big. I kind of am curious if maybe we see Justice at the five if they play one of those matchups to try to see if they can run those centers off the floor. I'd be curious to see like if they do it against Milwaukee and Brook Lopez, or I think it'll be harder to do against the Raptors.
Well, I guess they did run it against Toronto this rookie season, and I wasn't even. They were forced to do it game 7, but they tried it on game 6, and it worked.
I feel like JJ at the 5 also is an option. I don't really like Kelly so much at that position because I do think that he can get pushed off of rebounds and stuff like that.
Yeah, I can see JJ.
I can like I don't know
I feel like if you put Kelly at the five, you gotta have Derek Jones Jr. in the game for offensive rebounding. Yeah. You gotta have other good rebounders in like Justice.
Yeah. Well, are they going to run their 2-3 zone in the playoffs?
It depends on the matchup.
They better.
The Raptors.
They better.
I don't like it against the Raptors. I think
that's something you do in a regular season just to catch your breath, but like, I don't know. In the
playoffs,
I think it's a good tool.
I don't like it against the Bucks or the Raptors. I think that
you can't run against Bucks for sure.
You can get it. Maybe you can get away with it against Philly, Boston for sure. Boston would be the team I'd like to see them run it against because Boston is not a very good shooting team this year. Yeah, I think if you're forcing Marcus Smart, even though he's having a decent year, just to shoot at so much volume and Tatum and all these other guys.
So now you're getting my gears turning. The Heat have done such a great job guarding Kemba, right, the past couple games, and it's obvious you could tell that the whole defensive scheme is tailored to you know, make it hard on Kemba. Why don't they do some of that same stuff on Kyrie? Kyrie always lights up the Heat. So. I just thought about that.
Bigger.
I feel like they can easily do it to any ball handler.
Biggers are
really similar.
I kind of disagree.
Passing lanes, it makes it so much easier, especially Kyrie doesn't like passing the ball.
No, yeah, he does. He's been very good at it this year. The thing that's a little harder about Kyrie is the size. I think it's easy. So they blitz Kemba coming off the pick, and that's really easy. Kyrie's just
but the
better.
The thing is, they still have bigger guards defending him at the end of the day.
Yeah, but Kyrie also has a better handle. So he can do an escape dribble and get a pull-up three a lot easier than Kemba can, also because of size. So while I imagine they'll be doing similar things to him defensively, I do think they might just die on the hill with having Justice defend him at the top of the key.
So do we agree that Boston is a team we would want to match up against the most out of the four?
Unless you're discounting Indiana, then yeah.
Yeah, would be number one.
I've said this before on the podcast. Dwayne Wade is not losing a playoff series to Miles Turner. And
no way.
Yeah, he's not. And Thaddeus Young. He's not losing to Thad Young and Miles Turner. Over his dead body, is Dwayne Wade losing a damn playoff series to those guys?
Yo, aren't
and Nate McMillan. Out of here, man.
They're starting backward is what? Like Derek Collison and Wes Matthews?
Fuck
like,
out of here.
Nah.
Get out of here, man. Dwayne Wade's not losing to those guys. This is crazy. What's the Twitch chat up to, Brian?
Someone's asking, Justice at the five again, please no.
Why not? It's not the greatest idea, but I do think that they might do it.
Justice only told us like 100 times that he loves playing point.
Yeah, if you're doing that, you're fucking scrambling.
You're just doing it for like 3 minutes as a gimmick, right? It's just Spoelstra. Listen,
you need to do gimmicks.
All Spoelstra does is nonsense. Look at this year; he's throwing fucking zone. He's doing dribble a handoff bullshit to get decent shots. All he is gimmicks.
Spo is crafty, crafty. That's the word, man.
So he's a white guy at the Y.
With his coaching,
white guy at the Y offense, dude. It's just like dribble handoffs, cuts. It's just I mean, like we know that Justice does really bad defending fours. I just think for offense, if you want to try to maybe go on a slight run before they punish you, I think that that's an option to go to. Miami's playing well, man. Like I know that they're not going to be favored, and these teams are probably going to beat them in five games. But damn, it's going to be a hard five-game series. Let me tell you.
So, are we going to talk about the matchups? We're going to go through it, or what?
I mean, I think realistically, they're probably not going to get six, and it's going to be either Toronto or Milwaukee. And I just think Toronto's going to beat the brakes off of them. Toronto's just way better. They have nothing. They have no answer for Kawhi.
What's the latest on Lowry?
I don't think that's going to be a bad injury. I mean, his ankle, whatever, got turned a little bit. I do think that they'll keep him out for a bit. They're probably going to just finish two anyway. He's always banged up for the playoffs. They need him. If he's not going to be right, they're not going to be able to beat the Bucks. But if he's right, Gasol is really figuring it out. Norman Powell and him there's something there. Let me tell you, something's brewing with Marc Gasol and Norman Powell.
Someone's asking Johnny if you watched the Dragon Ball Z Broly movie.
I did not, and it's Broly.
Or Dragon Ball Super.
I have not seen the Dragon Ball Super movie. I wanted to go. I don't know why I couldn't go that day.
Questions.
I've not seen DBS. I have not. I'm waiting for the dub to finish. I don't really like the sub.
This is a question for Brass. IDB1127 is asking, why haven't you fixed your basketball hoop already?
Listen, it's broken. I can't fix that shit. All right.
That's there forever.
Yeah.
Don't you love Tyke?
Me? What? My Tyke? Or
yeah. Yes, you know, my goal is to have Tyke be hung up on a Heat player's locker, because like everyone has like little things in their locker.
I could try to do something Tyke related. I don't know if I'm going to go to the Garden this time. I'm not sure about credentials, but I feel confident I'll be at
did it for a Brooklyn game. I remember we have that on TV. We have a screenshot of you on TV holding the Tyke sign.
Yeah, I definitely printed that out. But I'm
Brass,
not doing
I would like you to ask players what they think that baby should be named. It would just piss he Twitter off. Just show a picture and be like, "If you were naming this baby, what would you name him?" And then tell him his name is Tyke.
It's something I totally want to do. Something like that.
Wait, Gianni, you have OBS. You have the capability of showing a picture of Tyke. Please show the Twitch video audience what Tyke looks like for those who don't know.
In
the meantime, I will continue reading the chat.
Half of Heat Twitter gets super.
How do
off.
I find a picture of Tyke? I can't even Google Tyke. Google Tyke Lue.
He has his own Twitter account.
It's not mine, but it's it. He runs it.
It's his own Twitter account.
Because half of Heat Twitter, they hate Tyke because it has allegedly nothing at all to do with the Heat. So if I could get the players to talk about Tyke, joke's on them.
I want that to happen so bad.
Gianni, que negocio estranjo atrás de vos. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Anime sucks.
Okay.
Everyone listening, follow at Tyke Lue. T-Y-K-E.
Yes, that is Ty Lue's son. For those of
you, right. Yeah, don't fact check that.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, so Miami's schedule really sucks going forward, but so does Orlando's. So that's kind of nice.
How are we in the race with them?
With who, Orlando?
How is this possible?
It's very weird. I mean, I don't know.
Is Vucevic that good?
Oh, All Star Vuce to you.
Are they good on any end? Like, I don't understand. How are they winning?
They have a good defense.
Really?
I think that their defense has been comparable to Miami's recently.
Okay.
I will double check that. I will look because I was looking the other day of I was looking at Miami's defense since the month
started. Vucevic the anchor.
The what?
Vucevic puts up all star numbers and is a defensive anchor.
The anchor. Okay. So I was right.
Someone linked the Tyke Lue account on Twitch. Thank you, Bando.
Orlando has the number 4 defense the last 10 games.
Someone's asking if this Twitch channel ever gets a sub button or affiliate, there better be a Tyke emote.
Oh my God, that would be so good.
That'd be awesome.
Orlando is literally 0.1 defensive rating behind Miami for the year.
Jalen Ramsey Goat says he thinks John Carl has snacks underneath his camera.
That I have what?
Snacks.
That I have snacks?
Underneath your camera.
Where's my camera? Oh, where's like the video camera?
He's saying away from the image.
Probably.
It's an office. There's not much going on here.
Someone's asking a question. Gianculo?
What do they want to know?
I don't know. Gianculo?
I think they're making
what are you doing?
Brian, how white are you? do you know what culo means?
I'm saying it in a question because that's the way it was presented.
do you know what a culo is?
Yes, it's a butt.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Crab Smut Peddler just said Justice is out 6 to 8 weeks with his right thigh bruise.
Oh, no.
Is
a spoiled milk.
What's the timetable?
Oh, man.
Brass, I was
someone's asking for March Madness tips.
Man, I don't. Pick Zion. That kid's good.
No, pick UCF to upset Duke.
Did they play Duke? They played Duke the second game, right?
It would be the second round if they beat BC, which they will.
They will.
Brian can dunk a basketball. Congratulations. He's 8 foot tall.
And if you're going to watch UCF, watch future Heat legend Aubrey Dawkins.
You want to know my crazy Zion theory? He's not going to be a good rookie. I think he's going to come in the league expecting to be able to bully ball everyone, and he's not going to be able to bully ball everyone. And like guys like Steven Adams are just going to like eat him for lunch. And
the 2 times a year that he plays them?
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, I think in college, a lot of, you know, players like him there. I mean, he's obviously going to be a really good pro, but I do think the innate advantage that he has is that he's physically just stronger than everybody. And when he comes to the NBA, that's just not going to be so.
I think he's just going to jump over everyone and then punch him in the face with the ball.
I love that. Who was the player that did, it was a trailblazer, you know, like guys shoot after like the whistle. he was hanging on the rim and he kicked the ball out of midair. Did you guys see that?
Zach Randolph?
That wasn't Z.
Portland era Zach Randolph was my favorite.
Z-Bo, no, it just happened recently. Z-Bo can't do that.
So are we going to talk about the Heat?
I mean, listen, dude.
Do you want to do a mailbag again or no?
I just wanted Brian to fish for more questions, but
some questions long. We will do a mailbag letter later.
I think
mailbag. You see how that happened?
I really want to talk about kind of Spo's job because on this show we were slightly critical of him. I don't want to say we were too critical of him because we didn't have the guts, but we were slightly critical of him and the job he's done. But what I think's really amazing is he's been able to get guys to buy in to everything that they're doing. They're three of their highest paid players are coming off the bench when they're used to starting. You got Goran, you got Hassan. That's 40-something million dollars coming off your bench. And guys that
JJ
as well. Guys that feel like they should be starting, and they're not. And they're playing really hard, and they're playing really well in this bench role. And we've said this a lot around the network, from Five Reasons to us to everybody, that Miami's best players are the ones that get paid the least. And the ones that get paid the most are a bit of the disappointments. And what they've been able to do is get the young guys who aren't making a lot of money to start, and they're playing hard. And he finally got the bench in order, that the guys off the bench are playing super hard and in their role, and everything is functioning perfectly. And as a head coach, it's not just X's and O's, because I think offensively, like, yeah, it's very gimmicky and stuff like that, but
this has happened
before. Do you remember? Why does nothing work over here? Why can't we do a damn stream right? Episode 200, ladies and gentlemen!
Go end the stream.
Man, that's our episode 200. How about that? Guys, we were supposed to have a really good guest on. That didn't happen. We were supposed to have an awesome, probably the best guest we've ever had on this show. And that's
big professional screw up energy.
And that's why this show took so long to finally happen. It never happened. We never got aforementioned guests.
We should just make it a lost show and then come out with the real episode.
Did Brian just quit Heat Beat?
I think Brian just quit Heat Beat.
Oh, there
he is.
Hey.
I'm the captain now, Brian. I says I'm the host.
Yeah, we can't end it like that.
I have no idea what happened.
Okay,
look. Are we still on Twitch?
We're still on Twitch. Let's
Brian, so you didn't hear what was going on?
No, I couldn't hear. All I was doing is I was writing one response saying that we're going to do a mailbag later on. Best question, whatever, would get a free Justice Better t-shirt. I was going to write a second one saying we're going to pick randomly from all the people who have commented during the chat that we will give away a second Justice Better t-shirt just randomly to like a, I'm going to put together like a drawing to whoever just comments.
Alex, would you like to play back for Brian what happened?
So basically it was an endless loop of Giancarlo saying the word.
Did I say yep, yep, yep again?
Yes, pretty much.
No,
it was
yes,
even better.
It was Giancarlo with the word gimmicky.
Gimmicky?
It was like,
oh, that's
gimmicky.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That might have been like the best word you could have said loops over and over.
Did you record the sound?
I don't know. I don't think.
No.
I mean, I guess Twitch would have it.
Alex, did you record the sound?
No, man. I sent a video to the chat, but it's like literally the last second of it happening. Like
you
hear the last
God.
Couple ones, and then it's like, oh shit, it stopped.
Oh, someone, please do a Twitch clip if you can. I don't know how to do that.
It was.
I'm not that millennial yet.
Fuck. If anything,
we're still on.
If anything,
there's still people going in the Twitch chat.
If people
are saying goodbye, Brian. Is Brian a person? Yes, I am a person. Thank you, Slim.
I mean, Brian, as this entire thing was unfolding, you looked like you had no idea what was going on. Like you
no,
weren't even listening.
I was
listening.
Mortified. One, I thought my computer totally like crashed, and it did. I had
you to, looked I had... like a deer in headlights, but you would not answer to anything we were saying.
Well, I couldn't hear you, and I was trying to respond through text in our group chat.
I want to let the chat know something right now. I'm very sick. And I'm on a lot of Benadryl. And it's
at any point you can pass out.
Right? It is literally starting to kick in real hard.
Wait, let's keep it going.
Let's let's keep this going. Yeah. So I have no idea how my
Brad Stevens.
Bad right, Stevens.
Time.
I mean, you guys in the chat, you guys got some grade A us being horrible.
I didn't mean to do that. I mean, I wish I knew how to do that, because that'd be funny if I could just do it on command, but I can't.
show is tanking better in the heat.
They're also tanking better than the Lakers and the Knicks, who have been horrible.
Are there any women in this chat that like men who like anime?
At what point do I get to be right about Brad Stevens and the Lakers?
Okay, wait.
When can I take my victory?
I had this conversation with you a couple days ago. You need to stop being like the person that's taking sole credit for this shit.
I had literally every like out there take this season. Like, it's not just one. I said the Lakers. I didn't say the Lakers were going to make the playoffs. I said the Lakers. Not only were they not going to make the playoffs, I said they were going to be bad.
You see the players they signed. I'm saying, well, my point.
I know. I also said the Raptors were amazing. No, everyone was like, no, the Celtics.
Yeah. A two seed.
I mean, wow. Whatever. I mean, they have a better record than the Warriors.
Whatever. That doesn't mean shit.
Did you have that?
I don't really care.
What I'm saying is that Brad Stevens not being a good coach, I've been way ahead on that one.
I kind of wish. Okay. I kind of wish that LeBron went to the Celtics, so there could have been like a real true comparison between Spo and Brad Stevens, where Spo won two titles 2 out of 4 years with LeBron, but he didn't win shit in Boston.
With stiffer competition.
What's that?
With stiffer competition, because like the East the last few years have not been very good.
Right.
Like when the Heat, I mean, they were beating 60-win Bulls and Hawks teams with MVP Bulls and Pacer teams with MVPs and MVP candidates, so not.
And I just think I think it's completely crazy for people to talk about Kyrie and say the Celtics are going to be better without Kyrie. I think that's stupid.
Guys, this Ben Erdl is kicking my ass.
All right, can we do a quick mailbag?
Yes.
Quick mailbag, and then I already posted on the chat again, but yeah, put your best question in, and we'll select a winner for Justice Better T-shirt.
This Benadryl is gimmicky.
Welcome to a new segment we like to call the Heatbeat Mailbag. You've sent us your questions and hot takes using the hashtag MHBMailbag. Now it's our turn to give you our answers and tell you how wrong your opinions are.
All right.
What do we got?
So I got one person. He's asking, why haven't we talked to this guy named Frick Victor who wants to talk to Ethan?
Who's Victor? Victor?
The guy who won the Papa Shop at the All-Star Weekend. Competition.
Does he follow
Jack,
us?
Jack was his coach.
Does he follow us?
I don't know.
Follow us and let us know. We'll get you in touch with Ethan.
Another one asks, can I be added into the group chat?
No. Who's that?
Nunny Blee.
I'm sorry, no. Which group chat?
Probably the Heat group chat or management one.
No.
The Humble Brag.
Nunny Blee also says he's a hot single near you.
Who's a hot single near me?
Nunny Blee.
Okay. What do you want to do? You want to go get coffee? You like Vice City Coffee? It's my new favorite coffee shop.
I don't know if this is a question or not, but Alex wrote Popeye's chicken from Popeye's.
I've never had Popeye's. Shameful admission. Is that bad?
Probably.
Better than Pollo.
Whoa. I don't know about that. Maybe.
Right, next person.
Brass is going to alienate all of Miami.
I mean, Brass. I mean, hold on, Brian. Wait a second. I mean, Brass. You can say
you cannot slander Pollo. Pollo is probably the best chicken in South Florida.
Pollo might be a potential sponsor. You knock that off.
Oh, I'll stand them to the death if they're a sponsor. If you can sell the fucking ad to
Pollo. Okay, Ethan Skolnick. Ethan, you know, for the chat and for the listeners, you know, Ethan gets on our ass for not selling ads. You know, Brass is out here doing his best, Ethan. Yeah.
It's early.
Yeah. What else we got? What else we got before the Benadryl takes me away?
From Karmic Bead 7193, he asks, will Charles Cook be the reason Miami wins the title this year?
Who the hell's
Factor?
Who the hell's Charles Cook?
Who's Charles Cook? I don't know that.
From the G League affiliate.
There you go.
Oh, that guy.
There you go.
Yeah, the guy we signed to a 10-day contract.
Cook with an E.
The guy
with an E, yes.
I trust him.
No,
there's too many cooks on this team. We don't need no more cooks.
Daquan.
I could eat the shooting.
I wasn't sure if you were making a meth joke.
Me?
Brian making a math joke. Yeah.
No, I did not make a math joke. I made an Adult Swim joke.
Benadryl, man. Benadryl. Let me tell you. Oof. I am not here right now. I'm so
another person's asking, which current member on the Miami Heat team, excluding Wade, so not including Wade, would make a good Heat coach?
Haslam.
I don't know about that.
Haslam does not want to coach. He's told Leif in person like 3 times that he does not want to coach.
Definitely James Johnson.
No. I think Goran. Goran's a real smart guy.
You think?
Yeah, I've talked to him. But
do you think he would want to coach? I'm asking.
I don't know. He seems to love basketball in a way that like other guys don't.
I think after 15 more years of being a Heat player, Gustus is going to be a good coach.
I think so too. That's probably my guess.
Because he's really smart.
Actually, you know who probably be good because of his basketball IQ? I think Kelly. Kelly probably would be good.
You guys have to think about the angle of who actually wants to be a coach
I don't think Kelly would be a good coach.
Who wants to communicate with players and try to get players to understand? Like, who's a communicator on the team? That's what I'm thinking about. Who's the smartest?
That's why I kind of don't go Justice. Although Justice has changed, man. Let me tell you, like,
I think that's why he's changing.
He speaks like very, like, he projects now when he didn't used to before. Like, when he talks to reporters and stuff, he's not talking meekly. He's really projecting. He sounds way more confident, not just on the floor, but like in the locker room and stuff like that. So, Justice, I don't know. I mean, Goran's still my pick, but what else we got, Brian?
Vine Hype asks, are the kids complimentary pieces to an all-star championship contender, or can they in unison be a deep playoff contender as they are now? What would they need position-wise to solve this?
They're pieces, man. They need an elite wing score.
Yeah.
They need an elite wing score.
I think they can be complimentary pieces, but I don't think the way they are right now, they can't.
Look out, Milwaukee. You're telling me that under the right conditions, somebody cannot become a Middleton, J. Rich Justice. They cannot put up Middleton production, Eric Bledsoe production. You know what I mean? Like, these are guys that can be very good rotation players on very good teams. I think what they're missing is their offense is atrocious at times. And I think they need an elite wing scorer that can get them baskets when they aren't running their gimmicky dribble handoff, whatever.
They need to be making calls on Brad Beal single day during the summer.
Listen.
Every single day.
BTB, dude. BTB.
He is literally perfect.
You know what else starts with a B?
Benadryl.
You see my eyes?
Takes Benadryl once.
I've never taken Benadryl before. I'm just tired, man. What else we got, Brian?
Someone's asking, who's packing the most Heat downstairs? I don't know what that means. Is that a good question? No.
That was a good question.
That's an excellent question.
Bam asked us that.
Ethan.
Bam, you should. Ethan asked that?
Where is Ethan?
Are they asking who has the most downstairs for 5 reasons or for the Heat?
I don't know.
I think on Heat Beat, right?
On Heat Beat. Oh, he tagged the Heat Beat. Yeah, he did tag Heat Beat.
Okay. Huh. We can work backwards. Gianni.
Carlo.
What else do we got?
Jalen Ramsey Go is asking, who is the Nick Foles in the locker room?
How do you define Nick Foles in the locker room?
I don't know. It depends. Do you want to describe him as the person who won a Super Bowl MVP?
Well, like the
media. Or the guy who's now overpaid in Jacksonville, which is your favorite team, Gianni?
Let me say this. I was upset about that Jacksonville move, although I'm happy for that Bortles is going to LA and he will be something else under Sean McVay.
It's Deion.
I think Deion probably. I mean, Deion.
He had that one stretch just like Nick Foles. He had the one stretch where he looked great. And now he's still reaping the rewards after.
Deion's a mad chill guy in person, dude. Like, in the locker room, he's like mad, really chill. Seems like a cool dude. Just, you know, slightly overpaid.
All right, how many more questions?
One more, dude. Look at my eyes. Look at this.
I'm looking at the fire in your eyes.
I can't keep them open.
You're like an anime villain. You don't have the big eye. Like,
I got my girls back here trying to be supportive, keep me awake. Oh my god. Got my Redview Starlight shirt. But I am on drugs like Benadryl, and I am sleepy, and I'm very sick. I have some sort of
ride this out then.
I have a horrible rash on my head. I have no idea what happened. I've had a fever all day. I've been shivering. I think I got a bubble match. I have a bubble match, guys. We got this live on air.
Wait! Please show the audience. That has to.
All right.
That has to go.
Fuck a mailbag. Let's hear this.
The person's name is CK.
Oh, CK
Parrot?
CK! What up, homie? You match with me.
Hey.
She,
Oh, is it she?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a she.
I don't feel well, guys. I just want to go to bed.
No regard for human life!
Hello, friends. This is Josh Appel from Smark Your Territory.
And I'm Mr. Bill 11.
And we are officially on the road to WrestleMania. It is point at the WrestleMania sign, Sizzin' Bill.
If you need to get to WrestleMania, we can be your Uber drivers on the road to WrestleMania.
I mean, what? You ruined it. You ruined it.
I like it. I think we could make some money doing that.
WrestleMania season is here. Stick with us here on Smark Your Territory, the 5 Reasons Sports Network's Pro Wrestling Podcast.